folks. We're back. Sitting in for Michael Collins Piper, the Piper Report, I do believe the name of the show is. And we've got with us Aaron Russo, freedomtofascism.com, ladies and gentlemen. Very pleased to sit in for Michael tonight. This is great. This worked out really good because we didn't bring up Aaron until, it was almost 50 minutes into my first hour. So this is great stuff. Call in number 800-313-9443. Renee in North Carolina. We're going around the United States here. Hello, Renee.
Well, Mr. Russo, it's a privilege to have a chance to talk to you. I did sign up for your email list, and I've been trying to figure out what I can do on my own, and I want some more tips. What I have done for both selfish and reasons to promote this also is call in around, get the Yellow Pages, and call around to the theaters. Now, a lot of times you're going to get recordings, but every now and then you get a real live person and you can talk to them. And ask them, are you getting America from freedom to fascism? You know, I'll list off Aaron Russo, the large movies he's made, how well it did in the test market in Austin with people cheering, with packed theaters. I go through the whole spiel, okay? And, like I said, I had the best reception at the Manor, where that's the kind of alternative artsy theater in Charlotte. And this woman was very interested. I gave her the website address and told her about how she could see you and the trailers and your interview on YouTube. And she was fascinated. You know, every now and then you hit a good one, you know. And she really was like, oh, man, she was interested. I guarantee you that woman was on the net after we hung up. And so, you know, this is what I'm doing, is trying to get the theaters. And for no other reason, I don't want to have to drive to a 300 miles. And so people need to, you know, if y'all like my idea, call around and pressure the theaters. If they start getting enough calls, they're liable to add it if they can. And sometimes I've even been referred over to where I had to call the booking offices in other states and everything else. But it's if people have the time, if enough of us do this, I don't know if it's doing any good or not, but I would like Mr. Russo to, if he has any other suggestions on how we can assist.
Well, yeah, one thing, you know, every day we have a volunteer. When you said you signed up to the email, did you sign up to the email alerts or also to the volunteer base?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you a question. Did you sign up just the email alert? There's two places to sign up, email alerts and volunteering.
I think I just did the email. I think I'm going to go back and do the volunteers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, if you sign up the volunteers, every day we have a conference call. All the volunteers get together.
Uh-huh.
And they talk about what they can do in their local communities to help get it out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that would be a good thing to volunteer and put a little note when you volunteer that you want to get involved in the conference calls.
Okay.
And you'll be invited on.
Uh-huh.
And then we can start getting you involved in a volunteering way.
Okay.
You know, also, you know, soon enough, at some point, we're going to come out of the theaters and we're going to be doing this nationwide pay-per-view on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to come out with DVDs. And many people, you know, if they want to help sell the DVDs, we're going to be looking for affiliates who want to sell it, people who want to buy it. And there's a whole range of things going to be going on very soon. So I would suggest that you get on the volunteer base and find out what's happening. And I love the fact that you have the enthusiasm and you want to help. And the best thing to do is to sign up on the volunteer sheet.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Renee?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thank you very much, Renee.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
God bless.
You know, you can hear her enthusiasm and the clarity in her voice. I love it.
Yeah, clarity of purpose. Exactly right.
There you go. We'll take the break, folks. We'll be back with Aaron Russo. FreedomToFascism.com is the website. Get involved. That's what we've been asking you to do for a long, long, long time. We'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, is the call-in number. Tom in Florida, you're up next. You're on with Aaron Russo.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
John, I have sent some money to you.
Oh, cool.
And I've sent an envelope, and you'll see that it's labeled Little Big Change. I would appreciate it if you would personally read my letter.
You know, I remember talking to you, and I was relating this to Danny last week when we were in New York City on September 11th, Ground Zero, and I couldn't remember your name.
Right. Well, it's all in my letter.
Okay.
Just please read it.
Okay.
It should be getting there any time now. It was mailed off on a Sunday, I believe.
Okay.
And hopefully something would go with that. I mean, maybe you might want to read the letter and run with what you read. The other thing I wanted to talk about was I spoke with Aaron on air a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on the stick right away, and I ended up calling Richie Castro. I also found a cinema here. I contacted the fellow here who does all the booking. He was very receptive. I found another one down in Miami. And I called Richie about three times now, and I can't seem to get. I said, you know, it was a, you know, if you talk to this fella, and he almost seems like it's kind of tied up in administrative detail. This outfit that I found here in Fort Lauderdale is a place called the Gateway Theater. Everybody knows it. I mean, 100,000 cars go by it every.
You don't need to speak to Richie Castro. You can speak to me.
Okay, actually, should I get your number off air?
We can discuss it right now. What is it that you want to do?
Okay, I was telling him, get the movie down here. We got these guys. We got the website of the fellow who booked. I spoke with the guy who booked at Gateway, and he said, Aaron seems to have his heart set on Orlando. And I said, hey, this is the linchpin of the last election. The people live down here.
Orlando and Fort Lauderdale are far enough away from each other. You can certainly do both.
Orlando is a world away from here. Nobody goes to Orlando from down here other than Disney World.
No, I understand that. I'm saying to you, I'd be very happy to do Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, should I get your number off air? And because I'd love to talk with you.
Let me ask you a question before that. Have you, does the theater want to do that?
Yes, I spoke with a fella, and he's hot.
If he wants to do it, then why don't you have him contact me?
I did. I gave his website to Richie.
No, to me. I said me.
Oh, okay. If you got an email or a...
AaronRusso@MSN.com. Real simple. You spell my name, AaronRusso at MSN.com. And if he's interested, have him email me, and I'll work it out with him.
Okay.
And you're one of those guys, Aaron, that spend the wee hours of the morning looking at your emails, right?
I work hard.
I know you do.
I work hard, and I do what I got to do. And if he wants the movie down there and he's serious... You know, a lot of people talk and say things, but if he's serious, have him contact me.
All right.
Well, I spoke with him, and I described it to him, and I said, you're going to have lines coming out and going around the block.
Well, just have him contact me. A lot of people, like I say, many people talk and don't mean what they say. And
right.
If he's serious, just have him contact me.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, Tom.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, and let's separate the wheat from the chaff here. And this has been my message, that enough talk. People have been bumping their gums for a number of years, Aaron.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. And many people just want to call me and talk to me, just say hello. And so that's all great and good. And I love people, and I say hello to everybody. But, you know, let's get down to business, and let's get this thing everywhere we can, as soon as we can. Because that theater, I think I was in contact with that theater. A publicity agent put me in contact, and nothing's ever happened. So I'm not sure they're as serious as the caller thinks they may be.
Okay.
But let's find out. If he's interested, he'll email me.
All right. And that's AaronRusso@MSN.com.
Yes, it is.
All right. Aaron, I know you've been on the air with me now for a while.
John, whatever you want, babe. I'm with you.
Well, I want to not necessarily personalize this thing. But I want people to understand that, and I don't care if you're a Hollywood producer, I don't care if you're a casting director, I don't care if you're a radio talk show host, you're somebody that works for one of the Bell companies out there, you're a laborer, you're a business owner, this affects all of us. This is something that affects each American, and it doesn't matter if you're social strata, it doesn't matter if your position in life. When we boil these things down, we know now our similarities. We know the connectivity between all of us. And I'm just astounded that more people do not understand this. And when you told me of all the screenings, of all the places this movie has been seen for public viewing, that the worst area it did in was the most affluent areas.
Yeah, every time. Every time. And not a coincidence. Every time.
Now, I am just flabbergasted by that because it would suggest to me that the people that had most of the money, that their aim in life is to die with the most toys, and this is something that affects them.
Well, but John, you must understand, these people are living off the system, and they like the way they're living off the system. That's it. They're not interested. You know, it's not affecting them yet. That's the problem. People don't see the big picture. They only see it from their own little narrow world they live in. And if it's not affecting them, they don't want to do anything about it. They don't care about the person next door too often. And so, you know, it's like Spartacus, you know. It's like, go back to the Spartacus story. You know, who fought back? Who revolted? The poor people. It's always the poor people who are getting screwed that revolt. The wealthy people live in okay, and it's not until they get screwed that they want to do anything. Or until they get close enough that they see they're going to get screwed soon. Then they may do something.
Well, yeah, but by then it may be too late.
Yeah, but they don't see it. They're living fine. They have their nice big houses and their cars, and they think that's what life is about. You know, they have their businesses or whatever they have, and they think that's it. You know, they just don't have that character, that core, most of them, to recognize what's truly happening in this country. And, you know, they're not driven to the urgency to see it. And when you meet wealthy people or successful people who see it, you know they're of the utmost character because they're not putting themselves first. They're, what they're saying is, hey, things are really bad. I may have a lot of money. I may have all the toys I want. But I know we're losing our freedoms here, and we've got to do something about it. And that's what you have to find, those kind of wealthy people. Now, I've had a lot of wealthy people see my movie, you know, and trying to raise funding, and they all say, I don't want to take this on. I don't want to do it. Why do I want to mess with the IRS, or why do I want to mess with the Federal Reserve?
Well, because you had, if money is your God, well, then you could be rolling in more of it.
Well, but they already have it.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose. They don't want to take those chances. They don't want to get into dangerous territory, what they think is dangerous territory.
Well, so this is kind of a scenario in their mind, Aaron, that, you know, they're sitting on the monogram deck chairs on the Titanic. And
yeah, it's going to sink, right. But they're not going to know it until it starts to sink.
And then they're,
you know,
in the...
They're not looking ahead. They're looking at their business. They're looking at their, you know, their makeup, or their, you know, their perfume they're wearing that day, or their, what kind of beautiful eyeglasses can they buy, or how can, what kind of nice diamonds can they get, or whatever. That's what they're thinking about. You know, they're not thinking about inside themselves, who am I really as a human being? What is it I want in a life? How come, you know, what is it that I should be doing in my life? Everybody in America thinks it's about money. America's become a money power. You know, it's not about having integrity, doing great work, you know, admiring the work you're doing. You know, it's not about serving people anymore. It's just about the accumulation of money. And it's understandable because people today are afraid, you know, when they get old, they're not going to have anything because the money is worthless. And they know the money you have today is not going to be enough for the future. Everybody's always trying to accumulate more. And so the whole value system is falling apart, you know, because everybody's worried about money for their future.
Yeah.
They know they're not going to live off Social Security.
But Aaron, you're of the age group. You're in my age group. And
well, it depends how old you are, John.
Well, I'm 53. How old are you?
I'm older than you are.
Okay, see? But we're of the same generation, let me put it to you.
I'm 85, John. I don't look it. I know it.
Well, share your secret, because it's going to probably take me until I'm 100 years of age here to do what I need to do. But culturally, you've seen this country change. When I was a kid, Aaron, we could literally go to sleep, leaving the car keys in the car in the driveway. We could go to bed with our doors unlocked. Now we seem to have this culture in America that everybody's isolated. They've got their 2.2 TVs and their 2.2 kids and their 2.2 cars. And
hey,
it seems that they're isolated, but we've become not a nation of people, but we've become Madison Avenue people. We've become just nothing but consumers.
Exactly. That's what we are. We're taught to go into debt. You know, we're taught that you want to get the nice house and pay it off over time. It doesn't matter if you ever own it, really. You know, we're not taught from our parents' values anymore. You know, I don't know if I ever told you the story about the Women's Lib and why the Rockefeller Foundation pushed for Women's Lib. Did I ever tell you that story?
No, you didn't.
I never did. Well, this is a very insightful story. You know, I was friends with one of the Rockefeller family, and we used to talk about things all the time, and I had my point of view and he had his. And it was kind of interesting because we were from different sides, you know. And he said to me one day, Aaron, what do you think Women's Lib is about? And I said, and I had the sort of traditional thinking, I guess. I said, Women's Lib is about if a man can work, a woman should have a right to work and make as much money as he did, you know, equal rights, like, you know, like the right to vote. And he laughed at me and said, you know, you really are an idiot, Aaron. I said, what do you mean? He said, let me tell you, the Rockefeller family was behind Women's Lib. We helped support Women's Lib. We got it in the press, on television. You want to know why? There are two reasons, particularly why. One, the first reason was, before, we couldn't tax half the population. Okay, we couldn't tax the women. And the second reason is, because now the kids have to go to school. There's no one home to take care of them. They go to our schools, and we teach them what to think. We can indoctrinate the kids at an early age. It destroys the family.
What puts
the state in charge.
And one of the Rockefellers, the famous quote is, children's minds, let us mold them. They're of clay. Let us mold them.
Exactly. Well, I didn't know that. I never heard that quote before.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's what he was saying. And that's what it is. But yet it was sold as a noble thing. It was sold as, equal rights for women, you know. It's right. It's the right thing to do. And a lot of people believe that, but yet there was something evil and vicious underneath it. And that's what they do. That's how they sell a lot of these things. Social Security was sold that way. you know, all these things. They find ways of selling it, of promoting it, and now they have the media, so it's really easy.
Yeah, it's the brainwashing par excellence.
Yeah, exactly.
800-313-9443. If we have the calls, we'll keep Aaron here. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number, folks. Remember what we said about participating?
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The Council to Get Some Food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
All the times have come.
Well, for you international shortwave listeners out there, you're probably not going to hear what I have to say, and there's a good reason for it. The little son of a buggers have been doing this for the past 2 weeks, starting with my program. The signal is completely awash. And evidently they figured out that I was going to do a third hour today, so guess what? The third hour is also smashed. And there's a saying within the broadcasting community, it sounds like hammered crap. And that's exactly what they're doing. So we apologize. So I don't know what federal agency is involved in this, but you're in violation of the FCC rules. This is a licensed station. Shame on you. By the way, we have that clip. I want to play that clip that George Bush is talking about Sheikh Mohammed or Khalid or whatever the heck his name is. Listen to this clip.
For example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That is valuable information for those of us who have the responsibility to protect the American people. He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
Now,
but he didn't mention 9/11 there.
No, he didn't say 9/11 specifically.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about the anti-terrorism, the reason why he wants the torture to continue, because they can glean good information. But if you notice, Aaron, the first World Trade Center attack was in 1993. They used ammonium nitrate. The information that I got was that the DEA, of all governmental agencies, stepped in on this. This was an FBI sting operation from the word go in 93. They were caught red-handed. And the DEA got wind of this. They wanted to actually use a small nuclear device at the base of the World Trade Centers. They wanted to do this back in 93.
Right.
And the DEA stepped in and stopped this. So here George Bush is saying that, well, we gleaned information that we told them to use explosives on high to trap the people that are in above floors. Well, wait a minute. That makes no sense whatsoever. But that is exactly what happened at World Trade Center. That is exactly what happened. It was a controlled bring down of the buildings. And the only way that it could be done, if they did it at the base, they knocked out the base, weakened the structure, where is 110 stories going to go? If it doesn't fall on its own footprint, it's going to fall over and crush a lot of other buildings. They didn't want to do that. They wanted to bring both the Twin Towers and Building 7 down in its own footprint. What he's just describing now is what we were talking about years ago on a controlled demolition and a controlled bring down of these buildings. That all of a sudden they discovered, oh, well, this shake here, they were instructed to plant explosives on high in order to trap people on the top floors. No, if you want to do the most damage, you blow the thing out from the bottom. Let the thing fall over and kill a whole bunch more people and cause much more damage.
Yeah, but when the caller called before, I'd have to re-listen to it, but I thought he said he was referring to 9/11 and what happened to the Twin Towers, that there were bombs planted in the Twin Towers.
Well, but the heat...
No, he was saying it generically.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right.
But see, heretofore...
Okay, so it's not the same thing.
Yeah, but see, we had all this information about these evil terrorists, and just somehow that the FBI, it was somehow that the United States government, including Mr. Bush himself, when he was reading little stories to the children down in Florida on 9/11, the morning of 9/11, that he was sitting there, and when the first plane hit the first tower, he said, oh, well, that must have been a lousy pilot. And then when the second plane hit the other tower, he sat there, and for many more minutes later, after he was told by Andy Card that a second plane had hit the towers and that this was an attack, he sat there and reading goat stories to little children. Now, in normal situations, Aaron, you have the Secret Service. They would have ripped him out of that kid's classroom so fast that his shoes would have been remaining.
One of the Secret Service did try, didn't they?
No, it's not a matter of the Secret Service just trying.
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying,
yeah.
I mean, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying is they did try to do that, but for some reason he didn't leave.
Well, yeah, for some reason, because, well, obviously they didn't think that Mr. Bush's life was in any danger.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Right, I agree. Because everybody knew where he was. It was publicized, so it wasn't about, everybody knew that his life wasn't in danger. How come? But, you know, I'm just getting back to the statement before. I thought he said there were bombs planted in 9/11.
No, it didn't specifically say 9/11.
No, but I thought the caller said it did.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just trying to clarify that. Okay, it's a different situation then.
Well, Aaron, I'll tell you what. I've had you on air long enough. I know
Thank
that you're.
Thank you so much, John.
You've been a very busy man, and you're going to be a very busy man in the future. And by the way, I'm going to get you back down here in Austin. I've got my people lining this thing up to get you into the Alamo Draft House down here.
Yeah, whatever happened with that?
I've been to Washington, D.C. I've been in New York. I just got back here in the middle of a pledge drive, and
uh-huh.
I've been just busy as all get out. So that will be set up. I've got somebody working on it right now.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, listen, everybody, thank you very much, and God bless you, and please go to the website, volunteer, or just get email alerts anyway, something. Take part, okay?
All right. Aaron Russo, thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks. John.
And together we will smash these little critters because they're worth being stepped on.
Watch it.
All righty. Thanks, sir.
Watch it. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Folks, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
KU-band satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Sitting in for Michael Collins Piper on the Piper Report tonight, this is yours truly, John Stattmiller. Our friend Michael is probably already there, left Washington, D.C. To go up to interview the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad. I almost said Mohammed Ahmadinejad. No, Ahmadinejad. And, folks, today at the United Nations, President Bush is modifying his stance on this war on Iran, that now he's going to take a more diplomatic role as far as Iran goes. And again, you know, let's remind people that Ahmadinejad, with his uranium enrichment, whether or not it is to build a few nuclear weapons for defense of Iran, we're being told by Mr. Bush that, well, this is going to be used on America, and these terrorists are going to get us. This web of lies and deceit. I wish you would get the book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, made in the USA by Webster Griffin Tarpley. And he walks through all these false flag terrorism operations. And that is exactly, folks, it's been no accident, that this worldwide web of terror, they're mad at the United States because they hate our freedom. Well, what were they mad at England for? Well, maybe because in the past generations, they were over there redefining the Middle East. If you take a look at the Middle East, well, if you look at the borders to the countries, well, the English were over there screwing with things. But still, you know, you would think that if there was anybody mad in the Middle East, it would have been at the our jolly old English friends over there. Well, evidently, it wasn't until George Bush came along that they really got angry. But what they're really upset about, and let's put this in its proper context, what they're upset about is our relationship with Israel, and Israel being the bully boys on the block over there, that they have over 400 nuclear weapons of every imaginable delivery system, and that they are the ones upsetting the Middle East. So when you've got the biggest stick, you can send out your little bully boy, go occupy and beat up on people and kill a bunch of their people. No big deal. But if you pick on us, well, we have nuclear capabilities, but our neighbors that we're picking on and occupying and stealing their lands and whatever else, you know, when these people come after us, oh, well, we're just defending ourselves. Here is the foreign policy as it should be taking place in the Middle East right now. Israel, they're saying by Israel's New Year, which I think is next Friday, that they're going to have all their forces out of Lebanon. Well, they need to pull all of their forces, all of their people, out of what is remaining of Palestine after Israel cut it and went in there and cut out a big chunk of that. So for the sake of peace in the Middle East, it's not that the Arabs hate America. The Arabs may very well hate the American government, but they don't hate its people. You remember when I had my guest that came on from Beirut, Lebanon, okay? And said that, look, that this is not a war against the American people. It's not even, they know who's at fault here for Afghanistan, for Iraq. And it was already laid out in 96 that there was going to be successive wars of aggression against not only Afghanistan and Iraq, but also Iran, Syria, and anybody else. But it just happens to match who's on Israel's hit list. So I guess if Israel wanted to go at lone gun fashion, that they have the nuclear capabilities over there to basically turn the Middle East into a molten pile of sand, which would cool and become glass. In other words, they could turn the entire Middle East into a big glass parking lot if they so desire. You wouldn't have to worry about sandstorms anymore because, well, it'd be nothing but glass. So what we do is we keep arming the Israelis. We fund them 10% of their entire gross national product, or should I say their operating budget per year, is funded by the U.S., along with all the goodies and the toys. And it's no accident, ladies and gentlemen, that they control 90% of the phone systems here in this country. Now, you take a look at the Perlmans and the Wolfowitzes and everybody else, the Project for a New American Century people. Oh, that's right, the PNAC boys. Project for a New American Century is made up of what? Oh, that's right, people that have dual interests or even citizenship in Israel. Now, this is no accident. And the rest of the world is catching on to this. And they keep crying, oh, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism. No, it's anti-Zionism. When I was in Washington, D.C., I had an opportunity, and I hope Danny is going to post this on the website, rbnlive.com. There's Stattmiller standing between, oh, that's right, two anti-Zionist Jews. Grape Jews? Orange Jews? No. Hasidic Jews that know this Israeli scam inside and out. They go as far as saying that there should be no Israel. Because according to our Torah teachings, We are not to have our own country until our Messiah comes. The only difference between the Jews and the Christians is we already have our Messiah. They're still waiting for him. But I don't want to split hairs on that issue. That is their belief system. But when you read the Torah, it is not the Talmud, ladies and gentlemen. It is not some hearsay, supposedly, that Moses gave to the Jews and they wrote it all down and turned it into an 18-volume set. What you see in that is the recipe for World War III. What you see is the annihilation, and anybody that is against the Zionists are going to be dealt with because you see you're anti-Semitic. No, and this is the distinction. I was told before to look at the ADL website. And they have John Stadtmiller plastered all over the site. Just do a web search. No, that is not true. When you search the ADL website for my name, what you see is connection with Southern Perversion Law, all the other groups, out there that were going to, if need be the Minutemen, be the vanguards of this republic. That's where the stories about John Stadtmiller on the ADL site came from. All the people that were the watchdog groups out there trying to protect people. And this is where they started calling American citizens that were armed terrorists. You see how this is folding into present day. So let's get this thing straight. The war on terrorism is against people in their own countries that are going against the globalists, going against the international banksters, that want to be free and independent. That's who the new class of terrorism is today. Today it's going to be some guy with a towel wrapped around its head. Tomorrow it's going to be you, John Q. Public, down there on Main Street, USA. Do you see where this is going? I have Eric Shine on the line. Good afternoon, Eric.
Hey, John. How's it going?
It's going, sir.
I heard you have had Aaron Russo on.
Yes, I did.
I guess he's not on any longer.
No.
I didn't make it in in time.
I'm sorry.
But I called to speak to you, too, John.
Yes, sir.
And say hi and just check in and let you know that, a lot of the stuff, and I know some of the things that you were just bringing up about the ADL and all this other junk is... I know the Federalist Society and a lot of these other organizations have been out there set up as associations or organizations to go after individuals who believe in their national sovereignty here in the United States.
Self-determination.
Yes. Yeah, well, and one of the things I've been fighting in the Merchant Marine, and you can see it, is our cabotage laws. The Jones Act, which was enacted back in the 1930s, but there's also legislation, well, it's even included in the Constitution and specifically within the Constitution about general maritime and admiralty law because, you know, those are our borders, the waterbound borders and bringing commerce and trade transportation into and out of the country. But because I've been sticking up and fighting that effort, they've, you know, tried to align me with white supremacists. They've tried to, basically declare me to be, quote-unquote, a terrorist. They've put out a bolo on me saying that, I may be dangerous. And they play the whole game of empire of trying to kill the message by killing the messenger.
Well, and that's the tactic they're taking right now. But go ahead.
Well, I was going to say across the board. And, I mean, you've experienced it. You've seen it. And everyone else out here, but it is, like you said, it's John Q. Public. They're taking this all the way down, and guys like Senator Majority Leader Bill Frist, and he has a vested interest in this actually happening, you know, financially, he wants to have anyone 4 years and older have psychological examination.
Yeah. Yeah, to see if you're with us or against us.
Well, yeah, but doesn't that ring back to, like, the Roman Empire when they went around and, you know, supposedly killed the baby Jesus, killed all infants 2 years and younger.
Right.
So rather than killing them off because, hey, well, that's part of the crop, you can use those as slaves for whatever, let's just give them psych exams and then type them all And those who are not, you know, we'll have to keep a closer watch on certain types. And everyone else, you know, we know who and what you are about. And, you know, especially if you have an RFID chip on you, you're nothing more than a slave.
Well, and there are many mechanisms that are taking place, but Eric, from your standpoint, what do you see that needs to be done to strike at the root of this evil tree rather than, you know, let's go after this and that and the other, because we don't have enough personnel yet to wage a battle, you know, toe-to-toe battle?
I don't know. There's a lot of people out there, but the problem is they're all fighting. Rather than realizing that your issue on the IRS or your issue over here on the courts or your issue over here on, you know, the RFID chips, they're all symptoms, they're all fruit of the very same core issue, which is this, you know, it's like you said, it's the internationalists, those who live outside borders, those who live outside the rule of law, those who believe that they're above the rule of law, and everyone else. And it's us against them, but there's so many of us out here that people need to start realizing and looking for the commonality, the common ground, the common bound, or the common bonds that bind us, rather than looking at the separation or the differences, and really start to come together. Because if this happens and congeals as it appears that it is, it's going to change the face of the earth. It will be a new enlightenment.
I couldn't agree with you more, Eric. I really couldn't. And I think that is what is starting to really take hold. I've been doing radio going on 14 years, and that's what I see starting to happen right now.
And well, you know, you were out there, I mean, you know, in the wilderness.
Yeah.
For quite some time.
Sure.
And now look at, you know, not only where you're at, but what else has popped up and how everyone is starting to throw into the fray.
Well, and they are, because the communications level has been stepped up. But we still don't have enough trumpeters on the wall sounding the warning.
And that's where the network needs support, and a lot of the shows and program hosts and others. Because even, you know, doing volunteer work for, and I don't know how you guys are set up for this, but volunteer for the network, you know, even passing flyers out. Like, you've had callers come in and say they make copies of CDs. They make copies of your flyers. They go ahead and put them out, pass them out to people, put them on cars. That helps spread the word. That's invaluable.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I got some things to go through here, Eric. I appreciate you tuning in, and I'm sorry you missed Aaron.
I'm sorry, too, but it's always good to hear you on the air, too. So, peace.
All right, my friend. You too, sir.
Thanks.
All right. And your program airs on Saturday. What time?
It's 6 to 8 Pacific or 8 to 10 Central.
Central time, p.m.
Right, on Saturday.
On 5050 on shortwave. Thank you,
yeah,
Eric.
And archives are on there. It's in the zone. Thanks, John.
All right, thank you, my friend. Tony in Maine. Hello, Tony.
Hi, John. Hey, I know what we all think of the United Nations, but I've been thinking it would make a good public forum for 9/11 hearings. What do you think?
Say that again.
I know what we all think of the United Nations as an organization, but don't you think it would make a good public forum to have 9/11 hearings?
It would, because this affected people internationally, didn't it?
Yes, it certainly did. People from umpteen countries that were involved. And, you know, the Security Council is controlled, but the floor of the UN is not controlled by the United States and Israel.
Well, even though we pay, what, 20 to 25% of the operating budget for the United Nations.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But
well, I would say use them, and then after we get our use out of them, shut them down.
Yeah. You know, we don't need them dictating policy to us, but as long as they're there,
exactly.
And they do have an open public forum that the media wouldn't be able to ignore if they had, you know, 3 weeks of hearings on 9/11, you know, bringing out all the sort of details, it would be pretty hard to ignore right there in the heart of New York City.
By any chance, you weren't watching C-SPAN this morning, were you?
I haven't watched TV in years.
Well, it's ironic, because that's exactly what was said this morning about the United Nations, that who are they to be making policy? Who's the World Trade Organization to be making policy? And that was exactly what was talked about on C-SPAN today. Hey, I appreciate your call.
Okay, have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
All right. The Path from 9/11 out of The Guardian Unlimited, a story by Rory O'Connor. And this goes, this ties in, Tony, with what you were just talking about. He says that now all the books have been published and promoted. The Hollywood films have all opened and closed. All the radio and television commentaries and commemorative specials have been broadcast. All the dramas and the so-called docudramas and even a handful of reality-based actual documentaries have aired and been argued over ad infinitum and ad nauseum on the web and in the blogosphere. At long last, after all has been said, but so little really has been done, where do we find ourselves? And where do we go from here on the long, confusing, and still painful path from 9/11? To answer that question, we must first come to the understand truly what happened in and to America 5 years ago, how it happened, and most important, why. Yet the plethora of attack-related media that has exploded into our public consciousness in the run-up to the fifth anniversary of the terrorist attacks has done nothing to help us understand any of it. Yes, books have been sold, theaters filled, ratings raised, circulation increased, reputations enhanced, but I repeat, nothing has been done to help us understand. This, despite the obvious talents of directors like Paul Greengrass of United 93 and Oliver Stone of World Trade Center, despite the literary investigations of reporters like Peter Lance and Lawrence Wright, or the vivid recollections of Christine Breitweiser and the self-serving apologia of Thomas Keane and Lee Hamilton, despite the National Geographic Channel's eviscerated version of Lance's book, despite Court TV's documentary Embrace of On Native Soil, based on the discredited 9/11 Commission report, despite Spike TV's ode to metal workers and millions of downloads of Loose Change, despite CBS's rerun of the same French documentary it aired years ago, and yes, despite ABC's cretinous and much-discussed docudrama, The Path to 9/11, despite it all the bluster, all the recriminations, all the posturing, all the politics, all the media attention, attention still must be paid. Attention, first to the families, our touchstones who suffered more than any and who still seek deliverance from that suffering in the unending search for the truth of what happened. Attention next to the many questions about 9/11 that remain unanswered, questions large and small, new and old, such as why the Pentagon held back so much information about air defense deficiencies from the 9/11 Commission that Chairman Keane and Hamilton came close to asking the Justice Department to launch a criminal investigation, such as why the dozens of pre-attack warnings pouring into Washington were ignored, such as why the Able Danger Intelligence Program, which purportedly uncovered evidence of 5 active Al-Qaeda cells and identified 4 of the eventual hijackers months before the attacks, was ignored and closed down, such as why Osama bin Laden was allowed to escape from Afghanistan when cornered in Tora Bora, such as why evidence in Pakistani intelligence involvement in 9/11 plot has been ignored and covered up. Attention fully paid then to Press for Truth, the title of another 9/11-related documentary I am an executive producer of, about what actually happened, how it happened, and who helped make it happen, as a means of finally approaching the reality of why it happened, and perhaps in the course of that search, ensuring that it can never happen again. A logical starting point, he says, is something that some family members spoke out for at a recent press conference in Washington, D.C., is to support calls for a new, reopened, and nonpartisan investigation. There is little doubt that the 9/11 Commission report has become the Warren Commission report of our time, a fatally flawed official examination that ended up raising more questions than it answered, owing to a toxic brew of politics, partisanship, personal agendas, and presidential obstruction. Chairman Thomas Keane's recent paid involvement with ABC's fictionist historical docudrama is but the latest reminder that the 9/11 tragedy has yet to be investigated fully or fairly or in the nonpartisan as opposed to bipartisan manner. Both Keane and his Democratic Party counterpart Lee Hamilton now acknowledge that the Pentagon didn't play straight with them and that they and their fellow commissioners bowed to political pressure when they didn't fully question New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani about his management decisions and emergency responses. Other commissioners complained repeatedly about White House obstacles put in their path. Yet the commissioners chose to issue their report nonetheless, even in the face of staff objections that there wasn't enough time to follow all the leads. The commissioners also allowed the president and vice president to testify together and not under oath, and went along with other administration demands, such as the one that only a minority of the commissioners could see a minority of the documents requested, and even they had to vet their notes with the White House before sharing them with the full commission. So Keene's paid advisory role to the discredited ABC miniseries is best understood as just the latest evidence of his shattered credibility, and that of his commission as well. At the risk of stating the obvious, let me conclude by noting that we can never move beyond 9/11 until we obtain a fuller understanding of the events of that day and what underlies them, and until we have a complete, thorough, and nonpartisan investigation, that will never happen. We must continue to press for truth in connection with the events of September 11, 2001, for we still don't know the true path to 9/11, and until we do, we can never find the path from 9/11. That was Rory O'Connor from The Guardian Unlimited. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what should be done. See, there needs to be an international investigation into 9/11. The heat's got to be turned up at such a level that all the people that are involved in this 9/11 cover-up, which led to the aftermath, the 9/11 war on the worldwide globalist terrorist organizations. Let's start examining all of that and how we're actually treating some of these people globally. And let's really start to talk about how to heal things and how to really make peace. Ah, what a thought. What a thought. I've enjoyed sitting in for Michael Collins Piper tonight. Stay tuned. What's the name of the... What's Robbie call his show? The Flip Side. I didn't know he called it The Flip Side. Robbie Noel, The Flip Side, will be joining you here in a couple of moments. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that the pledge drive for this network is continuing. We need to garner more support so we can do more to combat the globalist, their insidious little plans for all of us. Because all of us together and the people that we can bring into this movement is what has to be done and what has to be done right now. If you've got a better way to do it other than radio, let me know about it. I'd like to hear about it. But I have a funny feeling there's not, because we don't have enough money to go against the TV networks and their well-coiffured and well-paid whores sitting in front of the cameras reading the teleprompters. Radio is real. Radio is spontaneous. Radio is interactive. Not an occasional email that's read. We don't put out poll questions and have you answer based on the spin that we put on the news. No, this is real talk. Real radio, real people. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. Make your pledge, ladies and gentlemen. Commit. Make a monthly pledge, a donation to this network, so we can keep fighting who we all know are our enemies. It can only happen if we link arms, cast out the doubts, put aside the fears, put our sights on the target that we know to be the bad guys, and just hammer the living crap out of them. Let's make it so uncomfortable that they dare not take a breath. They don't know where to move except to dive back under the rock from whence they came. This is John Stadtmiller sitting in for Michael Collins Piper. He's up there going to interview Ahmadinejad. More on that later. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.